We're picking up from Ayin Hey with Beis, a few lines down. Iskin Shmuel, says the Gemara, Iskin Shmuel Begita, the Shchivira. Shmuel instituted that when a Shchivira was writing a get, the following nusach should be used. Im lo mati, lo yehe get, v'mati yehe get. The guy says, if I don't die, it's not going to be a get. If I do die, I will be a get. So in fact, the Gemara, the obvious question, v'leima, im mati yehe get, v'im lo mati, lo yehe get. Why start with the negative if it doesn't die? Mara gives nice. Lo makti binish pernus l'nafshe. Right, we don't want to talk about him dying first. Person's not going to talk about himself dying. So he says, if I don't die, so then it won't be get, and then he can follow that with if he dies, it'll be get. So practically, Gemara, v'lema lo ye get im lo mati. I'm going to go with the gears on the side here. Yehe get im mati. Right. So why not say it that way? Why not say lo yehe get im lo mati? Right, we're saying the way he presents it is in lo mati lo yeget. So why not switch it around? Say lo yeget and lo mati. Say first lo yeget and then in lo mati. More answers. You saw we already know. Bidin tanai kodim lemaisa. You need to have tanai kodim lemaisa. Okay, and therefore you meet all the requirements. Practically, more masik l'rava. Mishdi kol tanai meicha gar minan b'tanai b'nei garav nei ruvein. Where do we learn out mishpatei hatanoim from? That's from nei garav nei ruvein. Right, and that's. I'm adding it. That's where you got the Tanai Kodim Lamaisa, right? You get this whole Tanai Kodim Lamaisa. You're coming from the Dinei Tanai, which are from Negarav Neiruvin. So if that's true, learn everything else out. Ma Hosam Hain Kodim Lav Avkar. Just like over there, the Hain has to be before the Lav. All time have to be the same thing. Lav Fuke Hacha, the Lav Kodim Lahain. So that would come to exclude our case, where according to Shmuel, you're going to have the Lav Kodim Lahain. Now we explain why you wanted to do the Lav Kodim Lahain, because you wanted to avoid the Parnusa first, but the bottom line is, that's going against Mishpatei Hatanoim, because you're having the Lav Kodim Lahain. So we have to revise it a little bit. Elam Arava, this is the way to say it. You say three, instead of saying two phrases, Im lo mati mati, you say three phrases. You start off the same way, Im lo mati lo yeget. And then, you say another two, imati heget, imlo mati lo yeget. So all together, you're saying imlo mati lo yeget twice. What's the pshat in that? Imlo mati lo yeget. The reason why you start with imlo mati is lo mati b'nish v'rus l'nafshe. You don't want to start with bad, so you'll start with lo yeget, then lo yeget, right? If I don't talk. Then, imati heget, imlo mati lo yeget, b'inin hein, kodim l'laf. So, and just to point out, someone's asking, but the lav is kodim l'hein. There's no problem with the lav being kodim lehein. It's just that you need a hein kodim lav, right? It's not a psul if the lav is kodim lehein. Just you can't machshir it. It won't be effective unless you have a hein kodim lav. Okay, I have a hein kodim lav. The fact that I also have a lav kodim lehein is not going to affect. But even though in terms of the kashas of the tanai, really what's working is only the hein and then the lav after it, and the lav before doesn't work, the seder. But in hilchos lamaktim inish barusul lenafshe, that's good enough. Right there, it's not a chalois of anything happening. It's just that when a person speaks, he doesn't want to speak about the peronis first. Beseder. So we started off with imlo mati. So that takes care of the fact that when he's speaking, he's not speaking about peronis first. The actual tanai is only going to be chal with the next two. Okay, yes. Adkan, the Gemara here comes a new mishnah. Zok the mishnah. Reza giteich amanas shetishamshi es ava amanas shetiniki es bini. Okay, man gives a get with the tanai like we've had. No problem. Makes a tanai he wants. He wants his wife, who's soon going to be ex-wife, to be mishamish his father, take care of his father. You know, she does a good job taking care of his father. It's one thing to divorce her, but he wants the father still to get that service, so she has to do that. Or he has a little child, and he wants her to nurse the baby. Okay, so the halach is the get eschal, like a regular get with a tanai. Kamehi minikaso, how long does that go, how long does that last for? Mish says, shtei shanim. Okay, Tosfos points out that it can't be that it's going to be for, maybe even forever. It can't be forever, because then that would be a problem of creases. Okay, we spoke about the concept earlier, and we're going to have it later on in the last paragraph, that you need to have that dover ha-kairis, right? If it has to go on forever, and she's always going to be bound to do this maisa, that's going to be a problem with the crease. Okay, anyway, the Mishnah says, he mentioned nurse my baby, that means 2 years. No, it doesn't mean a full 2 years, it only means 18 months. Okay, so I'm going to call that the Resha of the Mishnah. Now we'll call this maybe the Mitziyasa. Mesa ben, Osha Mesa av. So in that case that we just had, what happens if the son or the father dies within that time period? Hareza the get? The get is still chal. Now Rashi learns, what does it mean that he dies? He dies before the period was completed. Rashi is learning that it's it would start it. Okay, in other words, the shimush of the father or the yinik of the ben already began. She started doing it, just she didn't get to finish it. That's Lashon Rashi. Rashi says, Mesa ben kodem hazman o mesa av. It's before the zman finished. Okay, it's maybe it's not 100% before she Rashi, but that's the way Tos learns in Rashi. It's not that before she did anything. Rashi Tos says Mesa and the Masa Mesa ben. Perish goes Mesa ben besoch shteishon. Okay, Tos happens to argue on this, but let's go with Rashi for now that she did start, she just didn't finish. Yes, Evan?
No, I mean, if we're not saying Rashi started, Mesa Av can't be, there's no before the time period. It meant the same way.
No. I'm saying, when I say start, it means if she, did she start doing anything? That's what it means.
She didn't start doing
anything. Rashi learned that she did.
Where?
Rashi's learning that she did start. Kodem Azman means before she finished the 2 years. The father or the son died before the 2 year period finished. But she already started doing some shimush. According to Tosfos, she didn't do anything yet. Okay, let's go with Rashi. We're moving on. Evan, we're keeping this moving. Okay, so that's the Reisha, and then we'll call it the Mitzios. Okay, the two parts of the Reisha. Now we have, we'll call this the Seifa. Hareza Gite, Almanashi Tesham, she has Abba Shtei Shonim, Almanashi Teniki has Bini Shtei Shonim. Very similar case. Okay? Said here, he explicates exactly how long he wants it. Okay, it's going to be important because we're talking about Stam and Farash to the Gemara. Just to notice already in the Mishnah. Pashut reading of the Mishnah is that the first case, he did not specify a time period. We're assuming the time period is 2 years, or according to Yehuda, 18 months. In the Seifa, he's specifying exactly the time period. So here, what's the din? Meis haben, oh, we go with the gear, so osha meis ha'av, osha amar av, ef shit shitam sheni. If all those things happen, in all, either one of these three cases happen, in other words, the full time was not able to expire, either because they died, or the father says, I'm not interested. And the Mishnah adds in her shalobak pada, meaning it's not the pshat as Rashi says. She didn't get him angry. The father just didn't want it anymore. She didn't do anything to cause him to get angry, and therefore the yesod is the ein ha'akava heimena. The inability to finish the time is not coming from her. Says the Mishnah, nonetheless ein oget, even though it's not her fault, and time just you didn't get a chance to finish it. Ein oget, the get's not chal. Shimon Gamliel, oimer no kaze get. This case is a get. Why? Shimon Gamliel says, no, if it's not coming from her, if something is not getting done here, and it's not her fault, she's ready to go, and it's not happening, then the get will go through. It's not called a lack of kiyuma tonight. Okay, so that's our Mishnah. We have the Reisha with the two parts. Stam din of the Reisha, where we assume that it's 2 years for the Yanika. Then we have the middle case where the kid dies in the middle. And then we have the Seifa, where also the kid or the father is dying in the middle, but there the husband specified. So comes along the Gemara and attacks the Reisha. This din, that the assumption is that the nursing means 2 years, the Gemara comes with a kasha. Do you really need to have so long? It needs to be the full 2 years. In fact, the Gemara, we have a Bryce that says not like that. So Tosefta, she mashto yom echad, and he calls yom echad, a raise again, as long as she did 1 day. 1 day of nursing, 1 day of Mishamash the father, it's good enough. So it's a steer. The Mishnah says you need 2 years by the Yanika, and the Brisa says by both the father and the kid, all you need is 1 day. Now it's important, I'm going to mention this again later, but because we'll actually ask the Bam Kasha on Daf Ayin Vav, so just to bevorn it already right now, the Tosis bevorns in the Divrei Masel Bramini, that this Yom Echad is Lav Davka. It really means Shah Achas. It just means at all, any type, any amount of Yanika or Shimush. Okay, we'll see that as coming up later on, but let's just move on. Yes?
The kasha isn't just like, why do we need this Mishnah? We already learned in the Braisa.
No, it's a stira. It's a stira. For a mini, by the way, I think it's always a stira. Okay, so you're really telling me that you need so much? There's a stira from the Braisa. Braisa says, no. Amr of Chistos, and for the Gemara, lo kasha, harabon, amr of Shimon Gamliel. Not a kasha. One of them is authored by the Rabbanon, one is authored by the Shimon Gamliel. Who is who? Masnissen says the Gemara of Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah that says you need to go the full 2 years by Yanika, that's of Shimon Gamliel. Rashi says, the Shimon Gamliel we know and love from Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and he's the one that says you can substitute the Itzdala with money when we don't have it anymore. So says Rashi, what do you see from there? The aside of what Shimon Gamliel says is that this guy is interested in gaining. He wants a certain amount of money. He wanted that sweater, it was worth $200. So if you can replace it with the $200, great. He's interested in getting the money. So too over here, he's interested in getting the harvacha, right? And therefore, he's not He's not happy with one day. When he says, I want you to nurse, he wants it for the full 2 years. And therefore, as long as the child, which is going to be 2 years, could nurse, that's what he wants. As opposed to the Rabbanan, back to the Gemara, Rabbanan, Ubraisa, Rabbanan. The Braisa is going to be the Rabbanan. Why? Why does it make sense that the Braisa will be the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan are the ones that said over there, you cannot replace the itzdalis with money. So why would over here they be Mako and say one day is good enough? So the way Rashi learns is Rashi says, because the Pshat is over there, the guy is Makbid that he wants Dafka the itzdalis, right? But here, also he wants a Shimush Dafka. He wanted exactly what he said. What did he say? A shibush. Did you do a shibush? Yes. It happens to be it's a kula here. Exactly the words that he said he wants to get. Over there, he said, itzlis, give me the itzla. I'm not interested in anything else. Here, I wanted shibush. I didn't tell you how long. I said I want shibush, but that's good. Were you Makai in the shibush? That's good enough. Okay, Tosus has a little bit the ofen acher. Tosus learns that it's over there, it's an issue of tsar, and over here, not such an issue. Sorry. Okay, but I'll go with Rashi. Okay, that's how Rashi learns, and that's the Gemara's initial assumption that our Mishnah is going to be Rishon Gamliel, which is more Chomer in this case, and the Braisa will be the Rabbanon, which is going to be more of a Kula, which is a little bit ironic because it's the opposite of what they had earlier in terms of what came out. Earlier, the Rabbanon were Machmir, Rishon Gamliel was Mekel, here it's coming up the opposite. Gemara says, no, that can't be though. The Har of Rishon Gamliel, Masnitz, Frank Gemara, sorry. The Gemara says, "Me the Sefer of Shimon Gamliel, having Michal the Reish Alav Shimon Gamliel." From the fact that the Sefer in our Mishnah mentions the Shita of Shimon Gamliel, that implies that earlier in the Mishnah is not Shimon Gamliel. So therefore, we have to switch it. Ella Brayz of Shimon Gamliel, he the Mekel B'Tanai, Masisin Rabbanan. So you have to say Fakir, like we just said right now, that the Shimon Gamliel, he's the author of the Brayza because he's the one that's Mekel. He's Mekel earlier by the Itzlas he could replace with money. He's also Mekel in our Mishnah, says Rashi. That he says any Akav which is not from her is okay. So Shimon Gamliel is the one who's Makel by the Tanoim. So he's the Braisa that says all you need is one day. Masha'en Kain, according to the Rabbana, they're Machmer there, but it says they'll be Machmer over here also, and they'll say the full 2 months. Okay, so someone asks me, why did the Gemara assume the other way in the beginning? Why did the Gemara assume it was the other way around? So I think the first Pshat is that it's a little bit more lumpish the first Pshat. In other words, the second Pshat is like, it's like very balabath. It's just like, oh, they're Makel over there, they'll be Makel over here. Okay, I mean, it could be, right? He's the one that's Mekel. Shimon Gamliel is the one who's Mekel. Let's be Mekel. The first way of learning is a little bit better in the Svaras. What's the aside of Shimon Gamliel earlier? It's not Stam that he's being Mekel. It's not Stam wants to be the Mekel. What is he showing? That he's interested, that Shimon Gamliel understands that the husband is interested in Harvacha. Okay, over here, that will manifest itself as a Chumrah. And the Rabbanan just in the Dafka, what he said. He said Dafka over there. It was Dafka over here. That's why I think the Havamino was originally not like this. But because of the kasha, the Gemara has to concede that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going to go on to the press. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So bottom line is, as of now, we've given one resolution to the stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Again, our Mishnah says 2 years. We're saying that is the Rabbanim. The Brisa says 1 year. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's answer number one. Rav Amar, Rav says, no, you don't need to do that. In other words, Rav can make shalom between the Braisa and the Mishnah without making the two different opinions. Rav Amar Lokasha, kan b'stam, kan b'mefarish. So Rav says, in one case, you're saying it's stam, which is our Mishnah, as we said before, right? In our Mishnah, we compare the Reisha and the Seifa. The Seifa is where you're mefarish. The Reisha, you were not mefarish. You just said stam. He said, I want you to nurse my kid. So nurse the kid, that's 2 years. In the Braisa is when you're mefarish and you say dafka one day. Okay, so if you're mefarish one day, it'll be one day. Or one time, as we're saying, it's Lavdav good day. Yeah.
In Rabbah, are we going, everyone's called like Rabbanan, Braisa, and.
I assume Risha. That's what he wants it to be. Yeah. I don't know if it has it. It could be everyone's going to Rishon Gamliel. But the point is, my assumption is it's like that. Okay. Ravashi Omer, Kol Stam, Nami Kimefarish, Yom Echadomin. Ravashi says, you know what? Stam is also Kimefarish. So even when you just say Stam, nurse, you mean one time. Now, Ravashi points out, Ravashi was not really commenting on the stira. Rava was giving another resolution of the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. That's not what Rav Ashi was doing. Rav Ashi was stam commenting. He was arguing Rava. And he was commenting on the fact that when a person says something stam, he means automatically, like as if he was mefarish and said one time. Now we're going to have to deal with how does he read the Mishnah. We're going to have to deal with the stira. But the bottom line, he was explaining pshat in the Braisa. Stam is also one day. So now the Gemara brings our Mishnah Tanan Kamim Minikazosh Deishanim Rabbi Roimer Shmereser Chodesh Bishmal Rava Nicha. According to Rava, everything's good. We can reconcile the Mishnah and the Brayis El Ravashi Lamalish Deishanim Lamalish Shmereser Chodesh VeYomechad Zagi. Right? It's enough to do one day. It's enough to do one day, one time, like the Brayis says. What are you going to say in the Mishnah that it's Mefarish? So then for sure it'd be one day, right? You're stuck. The Brisa, even when you're not Mefarish, it's as if you're Mefarish, so one day is good enough. So what do you say in the mission? So it says the Gemara, you have to answer like this. Ravashi answers, Hachi kamer, Yom echad mishtei shanim, lafuki la'achar shtei shanim delo. Yom echad mishmona sarachadish, lafuki la'achar shmona sarachadish delo. What does it mean? 2 years, one day within those 2 years. So the Gemara's bother is to just say one day. If you mean one day, just say one day. That's the Gemara's Masri. No, it has to be one day within the 2 years of Yanika. He says, I want you to nurse my kid. Not when he's 8. But I don't want you to nurse him during the nursing age. Do it a little bit, right? Do it when it's shy. So that's why the Lashon is 2 years. Do one time within these 2 years. Okay, that's Rav Ashi answer. Try the Gemara, let's say, ask him, Eisvei now from the Seifa. Hareze art Seifa, Bar Mishra. Hareze gidech almanashi teshamshi es abash teshonim almanashi teniges benish teshonim. So again, the Seifa is where he specifies exactly how much time he wants. What's the din? Mesa ben osh amara avi ef shichin sham sheni shalabak poda eno get. If out of her control, the father of the child dies, right? The father says he doesn't want it. It's not a get. This is the Tanakama, not like Shmuel Gamliel in our Mishnah. So it says the Gemara. Let's think about this. Bishma le Rava. Bishma, you can learn it up according to Rava. Reisha bidelo parish. So the Reisha is when you didn't specify anything, like we said, stam. Right? We said the price was mefarish. The price was mefarish one day. The ratio of our Mishnah is you said it's tam. Great. So the ratio of the Mishnah we said it's tam. Seifa, now the seifa of the Mishnah is the parish, where you specified 2 years. And that's why we're more machmir. El Ravashi, Maishna ratio, Maishna seifa. But according to Ravashi, now the simple way to read this is what's the difference between the ratio and the seifa? And the Gemara says, Kasha, we don't have an answer. What does that mean? What's the Gemara's question? What's the difference in the Reisha and the Seifa? So Rashi explains really what the Kasha is that we don't understand Pshat in the Reisha. According to Rav Ashi, it says Rashi, that the only way to learn the Reisha is when you said 2 years, it means one time out of the 2 years. So then, if the father dies, so that means like this. The ratio, what was the Tanai? That she needs to nurse the baby one time in the first 2 years of the baby's life. So obviously, if she nursed the baby once, so she fulfilled the Tanai. So when the Mishnah then says that he died, the baby died before she got a chance to do it, it means before she nursed even one time. So therefore, that doesn't make any sense. If the baby died before, why should that be a get? So that's how Rashi explains the question. Ma'ish Reisha, Ma'ish Seifa means the way Rashi is learning the whole Mishnah, it's going to come out that the Seifa makes sense, but the Reisha doesn't make any sense. Okay, this is the riot to what I said before. That's why Will asked if a day meant a day dafka, right? So then you could just answer the case of the Reisha is where he died in the middle of that day, right? And then the Gemara wouldn't be asking anything. You don't have to say he didn't do anything. He's in the middle of the day. He died. So that's where Tosis on Amud Beis, on Amud Beis, the Daik, that it has to be that according to Rashi, it doesn't mean dafka day. It means one time. So if the whole Tanai was only to do it one time, so that means the case where he died before that means he died before even that one time. So it says Rashi, if he died before the one time, what's the problem? How could it possibly be a get? She didn't do anything. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis argues on this whole thing, but that's Rashi. Yeah.
Why do we have to say it like that? Can't we just say the issue is that you have two different halakhas? The Reisha says, Areza get, the Seifa says, Eno get. But they're the same case, because in the Reisha, he wasn't Mefarish. And we understand when he's not Mefarish, it's Ki'ilu, he was Mefarish one day. So now you have one day that he was Mefarish in the Reisha, you have he was Mefarish in the Seifa, and you have two different dinim. So why you have a steer, like you have a contradiction between them? Why do you have to say this comment like this? This edge case that the kid happened to die before she got to that one to do it once.
Beautiful. So you're mechaber to Tosfos. That's the way Tosfos learns. Tosfos argues in Rashi, he learns like that. That's a lumdisham. It's chaber kim afarish. So be'elu comes out of steer, and it comes out a little bit better. That's the lashon ends up coming better if you Tosfos. That's a reisha. It's a steer reisha to save it.
Right? Ironically, I always say that Lefi Rashi, usually the Lashon is better than Tosis. Here, I think the Tosis Lashon would be better because of the Ma'ivash and Ma'ivash. Okay, that's not much the way Tosis learns. Ayin Shav Bishlamad in the Vinir Luri at the end. Okay, if I understood it correctly, which I think I did. Says the Gemara Vayta, Tan Rav Bonu, we have a Braisa, Areza Gideh Chalmanas, Shetisham Shias Abish Teishonim, Amanash, and then he gets Vinish Teishonim. The same case we had before. Here, again, you're specifying. So, Afa Bishlam, Skaim, Tanai, Areza Get. Now, this is the exact opposite din that we said. Here, even though you specified exactly the 2 years, even though it was Lonis Chaim a get, it is the Tanai, Areza Get, the get is Chal. The Fishalo Omrala, Im Teshamshi, Im Lot Teshamshi, Im Taniki, Im Lot Taniki, because he didn't have a Tanai Kafel. And who's the author of this? Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Shitas Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim are in the sky in a Tanai. Hareza get. Bimla, Bein again. Chachamim say no. It's a good Tanai. The Tanai is fine. And therefore, if he's Mekayim the Tanai, good. If she's Mekayim the Tanai, good. If she's not Mekayim the Tanai, no good. Even if it's out of her control. Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Ein Lecha Tanai Biksuvim She'eno Kof. Shimon Gamliel says, you know what? We never find any pasuk in the Torah which talks about Tanai where the Tanai is not Kof. Okay? That statement does not make any sense to us right now in context. And Rashi says, don't worry about it. It's not supposed to make sense yet. The Gemara will explain. When's the Gemara explain? Right now. Some interpret this last statement of Shimon Gamliel as a response to Shitas Rav Meir. And another version is to interpret it as a response to the Rabban. Let's go through it. Ika da'amri the Rav Meir. One way is to say that Shimon Gamliel is responding to Rav Meir. And this is what he's saying. There is no such thing as a pasuk that discusses tanai that doesn't have a tanai kafel, and therefore it renders it a situation of shnei ksuvim b'ayim ke'echad. And whenever you have two psukim that are coming ke'echad, meaning for the same concept. The halacha is ein maladin. You cannot learn out from there to other places. You cannot extrapolate to other areas of the Torah. Just give a little background. There's a basic klal in Shas called a binyan av. And that means if you find a certain precedent for something in the Torah describes something, a certain yesod in one place of the Torah. Our assumption is that we can apply that to everywhere else. We see that the Torah designs a mitzvah or designs a certain halacha in a certain way. We can therefore extrapolate, okay, this is the precedent, and we'll extrapolate to other places. However, if the Torah does what's called Shnei Ksuvim B'ayim Ke'echad, it says the exact same klal, teaches us the exact same idea twice, so that we're thinking that is totally unnecessary. Why would the Torah do that? So our conclusion is punkt fakert. The fact that the Torah said it twice, seemingly unnecessarily, is there to show us that dafka in these places it applies and not other places. You cannot extrapolate anywhere else. And therefore, that's what the Gemara says, that's exactly what's going on over here. So, Rav Meir, you're right. You find such a concept in the Torah about the Tanai Kafel, but the fact that the Torah chazers it over again and again is telling you dafka in those places where the Torah says that it applies, other places not. Now it's a little bit lav dafka, it doesn't really mean shnei ksuvim, it's more than shnei ksuvim, which is important actually for the Gemara's when talking about shnei ksuvim. There's some opinions that say you need shlosh ksuvim not to learn out from. So here would be a holiday. In other words, it's multiple ksuvim teaching the same idea, and Rashi in different Masalei Kedami brings you, Evan, because you were asking, the different psukim in the Torah where we have the Tanai Kafel. Okay, so according to the first version, Shimon Gamliel is responding to Rav Meir and saying, sorry, you're not saying good, because even though it's true that we have a Tanai Kafel in the Torah, it's a Shnei Ksuvim B'ayim Ke'echad, it cannot be extrapolated to other areas, and therefore here by get, there's no reason to apply the din of Tanai Kafel. Ika da'amri l'Rabbanan Kamer. Some say, fakir. No, that Shimon Gamliel was responding to the Rabbanan. V'achik Kamer, this is what he was saying. Ein l'cha Tanai B'Ksuvim She'eino Kafel. You don't have a pasuk in the whole Torah that's not a kafel. And therefore, v'gamrinu minayu. And therefore, we're definitely going to learn out from there to everywhere else. What's the obvious kasha, Doc? What happened to Shnei Ksuvim B'ayim Ke'echad? Everybody holds of at least Shlosh Ksuvim. Gemara says, it's Machlokes Shnei Ksuvim B'Shlosh Ksuvim. But if you have more than two, everybody says you can't learn out. So Rashi says that it doesn't fit the bill. Andrew, what does Rashi say?
It doesn't fit the bill.
Why not, Evan?
Different cases.
Nice try. You want to say something? Or?
I didn't read it.
Okay, good. Didn't read it.
What's Rashi?
Rashi. Ikadami. Yeah. Divra Maskel, Vi Ikadami.
Because every single case applies to every single case?
No, so Rashi says, v'yesh lanu lilmod man dekulu tzrichi. They're all necessary. In other words, if you can explain why each pasuk was necessary to again chaz over the dinim, then the whole svar is off. What do we explain the svar? The svar is, why is the Torah saying again the same thing for no reason? Why? I already know this. But if there's a chiddush that I needed to say it again, so then you don't have the klal shein something. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Tosos says that Rashi pulled the wool over her eyes because Rashi is quoting a Gemara in Kiddushin which doesn't exist. Tosos says that Rashi says if you look at the Gemara in Kiddushin, you'll see that the Gemara goes through the cheshbin that you need a tzrichus that each pasuk is necessary. Tosos says that the Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara does something similar, but it doesn't do that. And therefore, Tosos says we just have to. The Gemara knew that there was some tzrichusa. We'll have to say Lefidus' opinion that we knew that there was some tzrichusa, even though we don't find it anywhere. But there was some necessity of each pasuk, and therefore we can extrapolate from here to other places because it would fall really back into the klal of binyanav and not shneksuf. Without any further ado, says the Gemara, we have a brisa that's a stira to the din we just said. We just said that according to Reb Meir, up until now, we ignore the Tanai, and the get is always chal, because it does not meet Mishpatei HaTanai. And the Chachamim hold that, no, the Tanai is good. And therefore, if she fulfills the Tanai, good. If she doesn't fulfill the Tanai, no get. In fact, the Gemara has a stira, Here, Reb Meir is the one saying that we do honor the Tanai, and if you don't fill the Tanai, it's no get. Even if you don't fulfill the Tanai, it's always going to be a get. Why? She could always tie it to him. What do you want from me? If you want me to do this, I'm ready to do it. Bring me the kid. The kid's not here. It's not my problem. Bring me the kid. Do tchis avesim, and I'll do the hanukkah. Bring me the father. I'll do it. So the Gemara says, Kasha, Gemara speaks out the question, Kasha the Meir, the Meir, Kasha the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. It's a double steer in Reb Meir and in the Rabbanan. They say the exact opposite of the first price. It says the Gemara, the Meir, loy Kasha. The steer in Reb Meir is not shver. Why? Hasam medelo kafi letanoi. Hacha medekafi letanoi. In the first case that we had, where Reb Meir rejects the Tanai, he ignores the Tanai and says the get is chal no matter what. That's like we said earlier, he didn't do a Tanai Kafal. The second case, the second Brisa, is where they did do a Tanai Kafal. We didn't see it in the words of the Brisa, but that's really what happened. The Brisa was saving a little bit of ink, but that's really what the Brisa meant to say. The Brisa meant to talk about a case. We're talking about a case where there was a Tanai Kafal. What about the Rabban? Rabban Lokasha was also not a stira. Man Chacham Da'afar Shem Galili, the Amar Kol HaKavash, Ein Amen, Arayz Aget. Who is the Chachamim of the second Brisa? That's the Rav Shimon Gamliel that we had on a hand base in the Mishnah. The Sefer of our Mishnah who says that any time the Akava is not her fault, then the get is chal, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Pshat is about to be honored the Tanai. Because according to the Chum, we always honor the Tanai. You never need a Tanai Kava. So here, it's not that we're not honoring the Tanai. We are honoring the Tanai, but it was a Kiyuma Tanai, right? It's good enough. There's no problem. Any time that it's not, that the lack of Kiyuma Tanai, we'll call it, any time that the lack of Kiyuma Tanai is not her fault, so then we consider it that it's a good get. Yeah. So now the last case of Eretan Rabban, we have another Braisa. Amar lo b'fnei shnayim areza giteich. He tells in front of two people, this is going to be your get. Al menash tisham shi yisavet beishonim. The same time we talk about up until now. V'chazar v'amar lo, then again, and Rashi speaks out, v'chazar amar lo b'fnei shnayim, both of these edim are there before the get is given. So he's telling her basically, not that I'm giving you, but I'm going to give you this get. So he tells her in front of two Edom, I'm about to give you this get. This is the Tanai. Then he brings another set of Edom, and he says in front of them, so he has two Tanoim that are in place before the Mesiris get. What's the din? The second Tanai is not Mevatel, the first one. Now Rashi explains that means two things. Number one, we didn't get rid of the first one completely. But number two, you don't have to be Mekayim, both of them. They're both in place. It's either or. Right? If it would have been Mevatel, so then the first one is out, the second one's in. Now you could also think, though, if you're not Mevatel, maybe you need to do both. Rashi says, no, you're in between. You don't need to do both. And you have the option of doing one, or the first one still. So you have Mamish in either or situation, either the first one or the second. However, And therefore the Brisa speaks out. That's exactly the din. Rotsa mishamashto, rotsa mishamashto, rotsa mishamashto. Since he didn't say any lashon that's mevatel, but he also is not making a hosafa, so she can choose. Avol omer lo b'fnei shnayim. The Rashi speaks out in the Protius exactly why that lashon is mashma, not a bitul, but also not a hosafa. Okay, avol omer lo b'fnei shnayim rezegidei chalmanashto tinei l'masayim zuz. If he says, I want you to give me 200, v'chaz av armul b'fnei shnayim harezegidei chalmanashto tinei l'gimul me'ozuz, then bitul d'riya achron esa rishon. So then, he's clearly being mevatel the first one, and she cannot opt to be yotzei with the first tanai, which is to pay only the 200. What? That's just obvious that that's what's going on up here. As Rashi just says, vade okale letanai kama, it's clear that what's going on. But you're talking about two different tanoim, so that's right, two different things. Okay, this option, that option. And that's what Rashi says, because since he didn't say to her, I'll just speak it out what I was saying before. Shetitli Masayim Zuz, Tosefes al Sinai Rishon. So since he didn't say, I want to add this, so he's not adding it to the first one, but he's also not being oiker at the first one from the fact that he didn't say, I'm being Mavatalit. So in the first case, it's two separate things. He's saying either or. In the second case, by the money, it's the same money. You're just adding, obviously, you're just adding 100.
Because in the second, he says Bechazer. Is that the key?
No, you have Chazer both times. You have Chazer in the first one also. Yeah, it's clear from the case itself.
You think not just from the Ilema later on, but that's what Rashi knew. We have to say that the cases are different here.
What, from which Ilema?
The Ilema that we're going to get to. That's
no, that's not get to this.
Different.
No, we know the case is different right now because that's the Lashon Bita. The Shail is why? Why is Mevatalit? So. I think that's what Rashi means. Vade okale. It's obvious. We're talking about the same case. You're just adding another $100. That's obvious. Minei, that's what you meant. So now the Gemara says in the last hit of the brisa, ve'ein echad min rishon me'echad min achor min starf. We said there's two sets of edim here. You need two sets of edim. In other words, you need a set of the edim for each tanai. You can't pick and choose. You can't take, in order to establish tanai, you can't take one eight from the first group and the one eight from the second group to come and testify that there was a tanai. That doesn't work. You need two Aden on each particular tanai. So the Gemara says like this. That's the end of the Brisa. So right, Gemara, ahai. This halacha that you can't mix and match the Aden, you can't take one from this guy, one from that guy. What case are we going on? The Resha, we weren't mevatel, or the Seifa, we were mevatel the first time? Ilema aseifa, if you're talking about the Seifa, harei bitel. The first tanai is out. Obviously, you can't use any of the Aden from the first tanai. That tanai is finished. El Aresha must be going on the case on the Resha where it's either or. So if I think more, okay, but Pshita, it's still Pasha. Obviously, you always need two Edim to be made about a particular thing. You can't have Ruvain being made about one thing and Shimon being made about something else and use them together. They're being made about different things. Well, what's the Havamim to think that they could be Mitzdarif? The Gemara answers, though, Mal the same, Kol the Kiyum, Tanai, Mitzdarif. Since the Edim are doing the exact same Yisod, they're both coming to Shtel Avek, there's a Tanai on this get. They're both coming to say, this get is not going to go through unless there's a Tanai that's being met. So we might look at that as one thing. At the end of the day, they're both coming to do the same thing, to create a Tanai on the get. Kamash Malon, then no. At the end of the day, they're different Tanai. That's not called one thing. They're coming from the same idea, but there's the same concept, they're making a Tanai, but it's not the exact same thing. I don't have time, Will, for the Chazara here. I'm sorry, but Baruch Hashem, we did a good job.